The Humans by Matt Haig. But then I looked away from the plant towards the noise and all the humans classified as crazy. The ones for whom the ways of this world were beyond them. If I was ever going to relate to anyone on this planet, they were surely going to be in this room. And just as I was thinking this, one of them came up to me. A girl with short pink hair and a circular piece of silver through her nose, as if that region of the face needed any more attention given to it. Thin orange-pink scars on her arms, and a quiet low voice that seemed to imply that every thought in her brain was a deadly secret. She was wearing a T-shirt. On the T-shirt were the words, "Everything was beautiful and nothing hurt." Her name was Zoe. She told me that straight away. And then she said, "New?" "Yes," I said. "Day?" "Yes," I said, "it is. We do appear to be angled towards the sun." She laughed, and her laughter was the opposite of her voice. It was a kind of laugh that made me wish there was no air for those manic waves to travel on and reach my ears. Once she had calmed down, she explained herself. "No, I mean, are you here permanently, or do you just come in for the day like me? A voluntary commitment job." "I don't know," I said. "I think I will be leaving soon. I'm not mad, you see. I've just been a little confused about things. I have a lot to get on with, things to do, things to finish off."
"I recognise you from somewhere," said Zoe.
"Do you? From where?" I scanned the room. I was starting to feel uncomfortable. There were 76 patients and 18 members of staff. I needed privacy. I needed, really, to get out of there.
"Have you been on telly?"
"I don't know." She laughed.
"We might be Facebook friends."
"Yeah." She scratched her horrible face. I wondered what was underneath. It couldn't have been anything worse. And then her eyes widened with realisation.
"No, I know. I've seen you at uni. You're Professor Martin, aren't you?"
"You're something of a legend."
"I'm at Fitzwilliam. I've seen you around the place."
"Better food in hall than here, isn't it?"
"Are you one of my students?"
She laughed again.
"No, no, GCSE maths was enough for me. I hated it."
This angered me. "Hated it? How can you hate mathematics? Mathematics is everything."
"Well, I didn't see it like that. I mean, Pythagoras sounded like a bit of a dude, but no, I'm not really uber big on numbers. I'm philosophy.
That's probably why I'm in here." "Do you like it in here?"
She laughed again, but I noticed her kind of laughing somehow made her look sadder.
"No, this place is a whirlpool. It sucks you deeper. You want out of this place, man? Everyone in here is off the charts, I tell you."
She pointed at various people in the room and told me what was wrong with them. She started with the oversized, red-faced female at the nearest table to us.
"That's for Anna. She steals everything.
Look at her with a fork, straight up her sleeve. Oh, and that's Scott. He thinks he's third in line to the throne. And Sarah, who is totally normal for most of the day, and then at 4:15 starts screaming for no reason. Gotta have a screamer.
And that's crying Chris. And there's Bridget the fidget, who's always moving around at a speed of thought."
"The speed of thought," I said. "That's slow."
"And lying Lisa and rocking Rajesh. Oh, yeah. And you see that guy over there with the sideburns, the tall one, mumbling into his tray?"
"Yes."
"Well, he's gone the full K-Pax."
"What?"
"He's so cracked, he thinks he's from another planet."
"No," I said. "Really?"
"Yeah, trust me. This canteen, well, we're just one mute Native American away from a full cuckoo's nest."
I had no idea what she was talking about.